If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of the podcast. We thank you for downloading, giving us 5 stars on the podcast. And here in hour number one, a quality merger Maller monologue, the PGA Tour genuflecting to get that Saudi money. They have joined forces. The war is over in golf. What is your perspective on the PGA joining forces with the LIV Tour and that Saudi sovereign wealth fund? Who are the biggest losers in this mega golf partnership, and how far can that Saudi money go into American sports? We'll talk about all that, and you never know who's going to call up. Check it out right now, hour number one. Right into the sand wedge you go. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Audio buddies, as the Grand Carnival is open. Oddities in the air everywhere. We are coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and rambunctiously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the cosmos as we hang out on a little blue marble spinning around the Milky Way. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the golf world. But it's not actually a golf story. It's a story of a hostile takeover. It's a great story. All right. Now, you know I very rarely go down this road. It's a doozy. I mean, I've been jonesing. This is a great story here, because it is the rare and appropriate Maller monologue about golf. Eddie's shaking his head yes. Everyone's in agreement here. You got to go with this.
I love it.
I mean, the merger heard round the golf world after many lawsuits and a lot of billable hours for lawyers here, there, and everywhere, the people at the PGA Tour realized they were not going to win. And so they decided, screw that. We will be in business with our enemy.
And I'd buy that for a dollar.
That is what they've done. So the PGA Tour teaming up with the Live Golf people and something known as the DP World Tour. They've ended hostilities. We don't even know what that is. But the big three, really the big two, the PGA Tour and then Live, run by the Saudi government, bankrolled by the Saudi government, they end up now operating under one single business umbrella. It's a really nice umbrella with gold and, man, lots of cash in that, under that umbrella. But the umbrella funded by the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund. So that's who's bankrolling this adventure. And let's discuss the question on this one. Right? Question on this one from your perspective, right? What is your perspective on the PGA joining forces under one golf entity with the Saudi government, the Live Golf Tour? So my thoughts on this, you've got Roberto Duran, Band-Aid, and CNBC. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a massive payday. How much money do you think was slipped under the table to the PGA commissioner? How much money do you think he got? Hey, well, let's get a deal done. Okay. All right. Please, make it happen. All right. So, number one. Let's go to the judges' scorecards here. And you go to the judges' scorecards on this golf merger, and this is universal. All judges' scorecards give the win. In fact, you can say, don't even go to the judges' scorecards. This is a knockout for the Saudis, right? This is what they wanted. They got what they want. They had the money. This is a major flex. There's no other way to look at it, right? This is not, I mean, from that perspective, that's a KO. That's it. That's a KO. The PGA Tour, even though they're talking about being a partnership, who's the one wearing the pants in this relationship? Who's the one that's got the money? The Saudi Live Golf Tour's got the money, not the PGA Tour, right? They got chump change in comparison. So they're the ones, the Live Golf people, that are going to be wearing the pants in this relationship. And so turn out the lights, the party's over. PGA Tour. Someday when we're old, I guess I'm old now, but someday we'll look back and say, hey, I remember when there was a thing called the PGA Tour. Remember that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, they played all over the United States, and they were the masters of ceremonies for all the big golf tournaments in the U.S. And whatever happened to them? Where did they go? So now the PGA Tour will just be a membrane of the Saudi Arabian sports washing operation. And so there was a brief Cold War. There were no guns. There was no knives used. There was just a large war chest of gold coins that were tossed out. And those that were opportunistic got a big check, got a lot of money. And those that decided to be loyal got bupkis in comparison. Right, the Saudi Investment Fund decided a couple years ago. That's the amazing thing about this, how fast this happened. A couple years ago, they decided we were going to get in the golf business, and they wanted to take on the PGA Tour. And they did. And boy, did they ever. They got a couple of old codgers at the PGA Tour completely flat-footed, and they forked out these massive cartoon-sized checks. And right from the Acme store there, the cartoon checks they handed out. And with each payment, it was another nail in the coffin, because those payments were not going to nobody's. They were going to somebody's. And as much as people said, and we don't talk a lot of golf, we did talk about this story a couple years ago when it popped up, and now we revisit it, and people were like, well, it doesn't matter. There'll be a new crop of stars and all that. Well, on Tuesday, right, random day in June, the people that run the PGA Tour got together and they quoted Roberto Duran, no mas, no mas, that's it. And the Live Tour started back in October of 2021. So it hasn't even been 2 full years, and within that time, it's raised the white flag for the PGA. Why? Well, follow the money, right? Follow the money, and this was going to be dragged out. The Saudi government said, you can't look at our finances. From what I was reading earlier, you can't look at our finances because we are, being bankrolled, the LIV Golf people, by the Saudi government. So therefore, there's no discovery. So that was going to drag through the court systems for quite a long time. And every day, every hour, lawyers are not cheap, even when you have them on retainer. Eventually that runs out and you've got problems. So they decided that's it. Now, it's not completely over. Here's the interesting thing. There is a chance this gets tied up because of, what's the old saying, it's not over till the fat politician sings? Yeah, politicians are going to get involved in this, and there are already some whispers that some of the Democratic politicians are going to raise a stank and try to block this merger from happening. So that will drag this out a little further. So it's not completely over, but they'll likely get checks also from the Saudi government, so they'll be okay. All right, now, page number two here. Who are the biggest losers, with a capital L, right? Biggest losers for this partnership between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour.
Loser.
So there are many, many losers. There are many losers, but we'll start with the handful of big-name golfers who said, I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to wrap myself in the flag. Some of them aren't even American, but they were like, I want to stand by the PGA Tour. I don't support cutting off heads like the Saudis do. I'm not going to go there. So those people look like complete jackasses, okay? Total schmucks, because you go down the list here, and Rory McIlroy lost gobs of money. Tiger Woods was offered a reported $800 million. Now, Tiger's rich. You say, who cares? $800 million. You know who cares? Tiger's great-grandchildren care. That's who cares, because that's their money. The great-great-grandchildren of Tiger Woods, because that would have been their wealth down the line. It's just crazy. And all the guys that got the massive payouts from the LIV Golf Tour, they've all got the nest egg. And those that rejected it, though, man. And they were convinced. They were convinced by the people. This is the biggest scumbag move of them all. The people of the PGA Tour convinced them, don't do it. Stand to your principle. You know, you're a man of integrity. And then they ended up cutting a deal themselves. They cut a deal themselves. It's craziness. And so now you've got this Band-Aid that's been ripped off between LIV and the PGA Tour, really PGA Tour and LIV and all that stuff. Clearly no good deed goes unpunished. The PGA Tour leadership, who will also likely all lose their jobs when this is all done, they will be held responsible. There's no legitimate counteroffensive that you could come up with here. There were a few lawsuits. I mean, essentially what happened is they don't want to pay the lawyers. They also had a problem with television because even though people don't grasp this concept, there were a lot of big names that left the PGA Tour. And there's a lot of guys you've never heard of. And golfers are boring anyway. Even when you've heard of them, they're boring. But when you've never heard of them, that's like a next level of boredom. That's boredom incarnate is what that is. And so then you've got this Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, who in general is like the king of all hypocrites, this cat, right? And he got called out. There were some of the families of 9/11 terrorist attack victims who have been very outspoken about this. They protested at some of these LIV Golf tournaments, and they spoke vehemently against the PGA commissioner for doing this. And he is such a snake, if these people are telling the truth. Like, he met with these people and talked about how, you know, how important this issue was for him, and how, gave all the sob story about how he knew someone that died on 9/11. And then he quickly took the check with the other hand here. And they called the 9/11 families called the PGA Tour paid Saudi shills is what they said there. And so this guy Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, Machiavellian is the way I would describe his activity there. What he was up to, betraying. I understand you gotta, it's business. You gotta have a public and private perspective. But do you really have to go over the top the way he apparently did? Now, what are they going to do, the PGA, when they talk to the media and all that? They'll be peppered with questions. I imagine they'll do whataboutism, which is what you often do in these situations. Everyone's in business with somebody who does bad things. We do bad things here in this country, and that's how they'll do it. And everyone's got an iPhone or some kind of smartphone that came out of China, and they do bad things in China. So there will be backlash. Now, there's a lot of faux outrage. We'll see if it actually transpires when these big tournaments, and really golf's about the majors. It's not about these other things. And so when that comes around, we'll see what happens. All right, now the final point on this. How far can the Saudi government go into American sports culture? And the answer is rather scary. I don't want to go full coast to coast with my tinfoil hat on, but we had hinted around about this a while ago. And this episode with golf is proof. The amount of money that they can throw around if they choose to is insane. It is, you can't even wrap your arms around the amount of money that they're playing with here. And to say they have deep pockets is not even true. They can go all the way to the middle of the earth and have nothing but money, endless amounts of money. And so we're talking about, it's like a CNBC documentary, a very popular series on CNBC that I don't think it's on anymore, called American Greed. When you combine scams, scoundrels, and scandals and put all them together, and everyone's got their price. We know that anyway. I got my price, you've got your price, we've all got our price on this. But the sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia, which is what they're using to bankroll this golf entity, is valued at least $500 billion. What does that mean? That means if you want to have a scare here, every time, you know, we all get gas, a little money goes to the Saudis, they add on to that. But they can get whatever their heart desires. The people that are behind this can get whatever they want. They could, if they chose, now the rumor is they're now going, it's not even a rumor, they're going after the game of football, but not American football. But they could. They could go after our version of football if they wanted. Now, in a parallel dimension, imagine, if you will, a world where they tap into the Saudi sovereign wealth fund and get, I don't know, a couple hundred billion out of that. And they're like, you know what? We want to buy every NFL team. And let's say the owners say no. The NFL owners say, we're not going to do it. Jerry Jones wants to keep the Cowboys till he dies, and those other guys want to keep their teams. Fine. All right, so they keep their teams. So then the Saudi people say, okay, why don't we buy the XFL or the USFL? Okay, then we're going to wait until Patrick Mahomes' contract's up and Josh Allen and all these other top young players, and we'll just pay them three times as much as the NFL will pay them. So they'll come play in the XFL or the USFL, and then eventually the NFL will run out of place. We'll also, by the way, whoever the top five players in the NFL draft are going to be, we'll just pay them also.
This is the XFL!
And what's going to happen? Eventually, there would be an agreement between the NFL, and it wouldn't even take that long. It would happen. This took 2 years, and the same thing would happen. You bring Joe Burrow, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, all the top players, young players in the NFL, whoever you think those guys are, and they would take the money. Of course they would take the money, just like the golfers took the money. They would take the money. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part, 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. So many people were blindsided by this golf agreement, but not everybody. What if I told you that there was a presidential hole-in-one on this particular issue? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You'll get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Some hot merger talk. That's the kind of sports talk radio you need right there. Yeah. We are on the pulse of what the overnight sports radio consumer needs. Unless that's not true. Eugene
hot,
in Chicago.
Mergers.
That's right. Eugene in Chicago writes in. He says, Tiger Woods says to the PGA, where's my $800 million? And Eugene says, Phil Mickelson is a genius. There you go. John writes in from Delaware. He says, thank you for using your voice to go against the PGA Live merger. The media is going to pretend this is all about unity and no more division. That is utter bullcrap, he says. A-plus on the Maller monologue. So he says, just Josh writes in from Cincinnati where the Reds just won the World Series. I watched that Reds-Dodger game and I was watching the Cincinnati feed and I'm convinced there's a parade in downtown Cincinnati on Thursday to celebrate the championship by beating the Dodgers on a random Tuesday night. So congratulations to the Reds. First World Series win for them since Eric Davis back in the day. Just Josh writes in, though. He says, coming into the clubhouse 7 under the back 9, a solid titleist monologue, Ben, out driving the competition as usual. I agree with your take here, but the Saudis wearing the pants, I think it's dresses. A good job by the PGA taking a mulligan and getting out of the sand trap, he says. What else do we have? Page down here. I can't read that. The Sawman writes in, says, A-plus, Big Ben. This once again proves that the age-old saying money talks Can't wait to hear how much Rory and others suddenly love the LIV Tour. And, what are the names going to be? Like, the PGA Tour doesn't really work if it's a global operation. So they have to come up with a new name. What will they cook up? That's not our problem. They can hire the top marketing people to come up with a name and a logo and all that. Will they have a going out of business sale, the PGA? Can you buy like old PGA Tour signs and stuff like that? That'd be kind of cool to get for your man cave. You can remember the old days when the PGA Tour existed. The burner account writes in, says, good monologue, Benjamin. And the show sounds live tonight. He says, did Roberto slip into the back door? No, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the pride, fresh off a plane from Toledo.
Who?
Chris is he's here.
Says, hello.
In hour two, you have to call out Steamboat Willie when he picks the Pirates. They lose. And to lose to the A's is like drinking a bottle of the devil's blood to you. Yeah, that would be pretty bad. That'd be pretty bad. Eddie did say, I'm going to pick the Pirates pitcher because they're playing the A's, and you can't lose. Didn't they lose by 10 runs? I think they did, right?
I don't think it was last night that I said that. It was the night before.
Oh. Well, it all runs together, Eddie.
Yeah.
It all runs together. Let's see. Ferg Dog writes and says, Ben, what can we do to prevent the Saudis from buying every American sports league? Is the only realistic option to kick their ass and take their gas? Sure, why not? Good luck with that, Ferg Doug. Let me know how that goes, okay? Get back to me on that. Rob in Vegas writes in, says, talk about the hypocrisy. The commissioner, Jay Monahan, has egg all over his face. No, he doesn't have egg all over his face. He's got $100 bills all over his face is what he's got. He says, merging with the LIV people. How about this little tidbit? Monahan didn't even tell the PGA players before the merger was announced. What a coward! Says, good for Phil, DJ, Koepka, etc. So he says, Coop Daddy writes and says, A-plus on the Mallow monologue. The funniest part about this was the play of the PGA Tour, who wanted to blackmail you morally, throwing in 9/11, blood money, etc., and couldn't even hold out multiple seasons. Ultimately, Brooks Koepka winning the PGA was the final nail there in the coffin. So we often have fun here, tongue-in-cheek, about being a distant relative of Nostradamus. I am a friend of Nostradamus, by the way. But somebody absolutely got this right. We're calling it a presidential hole-in-one. And third rail, my man, it's a third rail, but we give credit where credit is due. So former President Donald Trump, sent out in 2022, he made a prediction for the golf world, and he gave some advice out. He said, Donald Trump, former President Trump, he said, all of those golfers who remain loyal, he says, to the very disloyal PGA in all of its different forms will pay a big price, Trump wrote, when the inevitable merger with LIV comes. And you get nothing but a big thank you from PGA officials.
Nothing.
Who are making millions of dollars a year. If you don't take the money now, Trump wrote, you will get nothing after the merger takes place. And only say how smart the original signees were. Good luck to all, and congratulations to the really talented Cam Smith. I guess that was after a win. That was July of 2022.
You're fired.
He nailed it. He absolutely got it right. Now there's a bunch of guys like, well, you did the right thing, but sometimes you don't get rewarded for the right thing. Sometimes you don't get rewarded for the right thing. And he called it. So he got that absolutely right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NBA coming up later on Wednesday. It is game three of the finals. Series tied at 1-1. And it will not include Heat guard Tyler Hero. He's
there will
still
be no,
out.
Eddie, there will be no Hero ball for the Miami Heat.
Literally.
Not in that game.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. He's still out since game one of the playoffs with a fractured hand. So, again, maybe game four, but not game three. Tyler Hero not going to play in game three for the Heat.
All right, and the A's move to Vegas not going as smoothly as the A's would lead you to believe, according to representatives there in Nevada. No ballpark bill was pushed through the legislation there. The politicians, the representatives there in Nevada, they did not decide whether or not they will fork over taxpayer money to build a stadium for the Athletics. Of course, that's the one city they don't need to do that in, but we will keep an eye on that. But it seems like that's going to be on hold now for a brief period, maybe a long period. And then what do the A's do? Are the A's going to suddenly talk about how great the weather is in Portland in the summer? Is that what they're going to do? Or say they've always dreamed of Tobacco Road? Who knows? You never know.
Who even wants to give money to a bunch of losers like that?
Well, it's always temporary, though, right, Chris? The A's are bad now, but 5 years from now, they'll be good.
He's got the money. He owns Gap, for God's sakes. Just sell some more jeans.
No, I agree with you. But they always find a sucker. They always find a sucker.
I don't know if there's many more suckers to go around, especially as bad as the A's.
He's got a whole country of suckers from Maine to Hawaii. They got suckers. I'm talking about politicians that'll give out money. Just got to find. It's always, they're always sandbagging is what they're doing. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Let's go to John, who's in Jersey. He's got a hot take on Eddie's hat. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing today?
John, if I was any better, I'd be a pirate hat, but not the one Eddie owns because that's in mothballs right now.
I was wondering if Eddie ever had one of those, what they call a pillbox hat. The Phillies used to wear them, and the Pirates wore them. Dave Parker, the
kind of like
used
the
to...
beehive hat.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a pill called pillbox.
Well, we can split hairs on that.
Are you a Yinzer, John? You're in Jersey. Are you a Yinzer?
Yinzer? No.
You don't even know what that means. You're not. Oh, you have nothing to do with Pittsburgh.
No. Oh, is that, it's a Pittsburgh term? No.
Yes, it is.
I just remember having. We used to have. You know, when I was a kid, I had two older brothers. We had a bunch of. You know, we had a baseball hat collection, and we always had the pillbox because, like I said, Dave Parker, the Cobra, would.
Yeah.
I hate to use the R word because I'm a little too old to say the R word, but.
Then don't say it.
He would wear that hat.
Oh, okay.
I should probably get one of those hats. I should.
What happened to your hat collection, John? Did you give it away?
Oh, well, I mean, this is, you know, I'm 61 now. This is years and years and years ago. We would go down to Fenway or up to Fenway and, because my dad was a Red Sox fan, but we lived in New Jersey and we, you know, we get hats every year. It was, you know, it was like a,
When you were a kid, though, Fenway was not an amusement park. It was actually just a baseball stadium, right?
Exactly.
And now it's an amusement park. Now it's like going to Disneyland or something like that.
Exactly. We'd go up there on Friday and then leave early on Sunday because my dad wanted to get the hell out of there because he knew exactly.
Yeah. No, I got you. All right. Well, there you go. Story time with John. Thank you, John. All right. Go away. All right. There you go. Bye-bye. Okay. Yes. Let's go to Ron in Lost Wages, Nevada is next. It is the Ben Maller Show. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Pod. How you doing, Pod? I'm the guy that called that's retired and waits till 11 o'clock to start living because I want to hear you.
That's when life begins in Vegas at 11 o'clock. Really? And on the radio. Oh, my God. Please, come on.
Okay, it's pretty short and sweet. You had the Colonial Tournament 2 weeks ago in Fort Worth. That's a big tournament for the South. And then the tipping point was Jack Nicklaus's tournament last week, the Memorial. I'll guarantee you there was only, and I'm a golfer, there was only a couple of people in there that I knew. I'll guarantee you, and the networks covered those two, I guarantee you the networks were on the phone the next day going, now, wait a minute. We had hardly any viewing audience at all. We paid good money to get you air your PGA, and really Jack Nicklaus and nobody.
Exactly. It's like the equivalent, I guess the analogy would be if you're a movie studio and you sign a contract to make a movie and you're going to have all these big name actors on it, and then when the movie's actually in production, you've got a bunch of people from the elementary school play that are there. It's like, well, you didn't pay for that. You paid for the headline actors. You're not getting that, so what's going on with it? That's a part of it. But you know, Ron, this deal's been in the works quietly for some time. This didn't just – I do not believe this just popped up in the span of a few days. I think this has been whispers. I'll bet you what happened. If I had a couple $1,000, I would bet that the Saudi live people said, hey, you know, just put this – file this away. You know, you're going to pay a lot of money on lawyers. You're going to lose all your money on lawyers and all this stuff. We got a deal for you. We can be business partners. You know, just think about it. Put that on the back burner, and we'll revisit it. And they did.
Well, you're exactly right. Like I say, they got the money, and PGA didn't have the money.
Now, the question is, Ron, are you going to still watch no matter what? You're a golf guy. You love golf. Are you still going to watch?
Oh, yeah, I probably will because, like I said, just I like some of the players. But the Jack Nicklaus tournament, though, that was one. He made a couple of comments too. That was one. He really disappointing. It probably got more view. It probably got less viewing than Big Bang Theory.
Oh my God, that's horrific. All right. Well, there you go, Ron. You've had your word heard. Thank you. The life begins now. I don't know where, but anyway, in Vegas. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. So. Bad news, good news. Bad news if you're bummed out because the LIV PGA Tour partnership is going on. The good news is you can drown your sorrows away. I saw that there's a new menu item over at Hooters. John Daly. Isn't he sick, John Daly? I thought he was sick. But anyway, John Daly has partnered up with the people over at Hooters for a menu. Inspired the summer menu. And there's a new item here. The Big John Build Your Own Dog. So you can get a hot dog. John Daly, I guess, likes the hot dogs. It's a chili cheese dog.
Among other things.
He likes a lot, yeah. It's got a chili cheese dog, obviously the chili, the dog. It's got a Hebrew National. I didn't know John Daly was a Jew. I had no idea. It's got the Hebrew National hot dog, buttered and toasted, split top roll, smothered with the chili, and they've got the side of waffle fries. It costs $8.99. There you go. You can also get the $9.99 version with diced onions.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
There you go. So
sounds great. Delicious. Yeah, I think sounds also like a heart attack, which he's had several of.
Yeah. He also said, according to the press release from the Hooters people, John Daly personally demanded that they bring back the buffalo chicken dip and powdered sugar dusted funnel fries. So
that is the man's a legend.
Yeah. What he needs, he gets. Yeah. I remember years ago, John Daly was at a Rams game at the Coliseum. They had him out there for the event. And he was there, like he did something. It was when the Rams first moved back to LA. He was there. And then, if I remember correctly, he then went into his trailer outside the Coliseum and didn't watch a second of the Rams game and just watched all the other games. So,
probably because he had money on a lot of other
exactly.
games.
Exactly. He probably had more money on those other games. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on through the overnight hours. And straight ahead, we'll have the MLB Pick'em. Here's the Who Am I game in honor of baseball. Roger Craig, the baseball guy, not the football guy. Roger Craig was the second manager in big league history to take a team off a 100-loss season and go above 500 in his first season as manager. I was the first skipper to do that in baseball history. Who am I? The answer. Who? We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Who?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/podcast. Make that, oh boy.
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Who Am I game. Here we go.
Who?
In honor of the late Roger Craig, who was a Brooklyn Dodger. And then
never heard of him.
Managed the hated San Francisco Gigantes. But Roger Craig passed away recently. He was the second manager in big league history to take over a team that had a 100-loss season and then go above 500 in his first season on the job. I was the first skipper to do that in baseball history, which goes back to the late 1800s. Who am I? Milkman Mike in Colorado says Bobby the Brain Heenan, one of the great managers of my youth. Page down. Cowboy Killer says it has to be Eddie Steamboat Garcia as the answer. Stevie Meatball says Roger Craig and Tom Rathman are the correct answer. He's in Florida. Who else do we have? Page down. Mike Socha of the Albuquerque Dukes from Mr. Nice Guy. Page down. Joseph Joestar from Ferg Dog. That's his answer. Tony Pena of the Royals. Guess by,
oh, no!
Yeah, well, guess by the late night drug tester. The Funhouse account is back, says Morris Buttermaker. And that's also, that's a great manager, Morris Buttermaker. And the Bears were one of my favorite teams also of my youth. Who else do we have? Dick Grote from Chris in Des Moines. Casey Stengel tossed out by Dante. Just Josh in Cincinnati says the GOAT is the answer. That's a proper photo, a meme of where we fall in the sports radio universe, by the way. Matt the Warrior Raider A's fan and Gumby Dave clearly cheated. They got it right. Bad job by them. Sean in Phoenix is going with Jelly Roll as his answer. Mark Mann, the Bronco fan, going with Hondo. Callaghan Tim in Michigan says Stone Cold Steve Austin. Who else do we have? Wally in Florida is going with Sparky Anderson. Sir Scratchoff. I watch these Sir Scratchoff videos. Hilarious. Unbelievably entertaining. He should have his own show here on the weekends at Fox Sports Radio. Fascinated by Sir Scratchoff as he drives around Arkansas screaming into his phone. Anyway, his answer was Tony La Russa. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
I'm going to go with Cornelius McGillicuddy, better known as Connie Mack.
Ah, Connie Mack, the man that wore the suit in the dugout. No, that's incorrect, Eddie.
It never happened.
Yeah, you're wrong. The correct answer, a man who was known as a raging alcoholic, but the guy was a great manager. Billy Martin. Billy Martin actually did it three times I remember the Yankees, the Athletics. He managed the Texas Rangers. Did he manage the Twins also? I think he managed the Twins also. I don't remember. Anyway, here we go. Let's get to it. Time now for the MLB Pick'em. Who's the smartest man in the room? Who knows more baseball than anyone else? Who's going first?
Roberto?
Nah, he quit. Me! I'm going first! With the first pick, Team Maller is going to take Corbin Mr. Burns! Great pick.
Wow.
That's what Chris told me in my headphones.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with somebody named John Gray.
Yeah, he's not bad for the Rangers. Go ahead, Coop. Hurry up. Chop, chop.
I think I'm going to go with
Hurry up!
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay. Chris, the back-to-back, Chris.
Don Slott.
Oh, I remember him. Catcher.
Andy Van Slyke.
Oh, yeah. His kid played for the Dodgers. Coop, go ahead, Coop.
Charlie Morton.
Eddie.
My cousin, Odalis Garcia.
I'll take Freddie Freeman and Bo Bichette. Eddie.
Pete Alonso.
Coop.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Chris.
Honus Wagner.
Yeah, value pick. Honus Wagner, last pick, Hall of Famer. Good baseball card, too.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.